welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello and welcome to the Brother Streep Show. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
And with us is Prince.
Yeah, the comedian. I'm a comedian.
Prince the comedian. Get that out the way quickly.
That's good to know. So what this podcast is we chat to people performing at the festival. We find out a bit about them. They find out a bit about us sometimes, depending on how inquisitive they are.
Yeah.
And we kind of go from there.
It's chilly this morning, I'll tell you that.
It is chilly.
It's chillier than the other mornings have been.
Prince is wearing something that looks oddly like your clothing.
It is. I got you. And I was like, oh wow, it's cold. And you know, I was like, I've got a jacket. And I was like, bring that jacket.
I just had it in the boot, you know. Sometimes you just gotta share the warmth.
But it's not Grahamstown Arts Festival if it's not gonna be cold.
Well, that's what we were thinking.
We have an audience member saying that we should have been here last week. Was last week worse than this? 2 degrees.
2 degrees in the morning. This feels cold though. I keep sniffing. Okay. Well, you've got hot chocolate though. That looks lovely.
It's a good thing we then came to the festival this week and not the week before. Because A, it would have been too cold, and B, the festival wouldn't have been on.
Yeah. Complete waste of time.
Yeah. Now there's no festival and you're just stuck with the 2 degrees, basically.
So we're podcasting live from the Revelations Coffee Shop here in Grahamstown. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us. It's very cool. Thank you for coming. Anyone who has come for the podcast, and if you've come for breakfast, that's good too.
Yeah. So this is cool. I've never done something like this.
Well, that's
this
good to know.
This is cool. I've done a podcast. Never done a podcast where, for those of you at home who don't know, so the speakers are set up, people are sitting around us, they're drinking coffee. There's an old lady on my left hand side who just said something about 2 degrees. It's crazy. They're interacting. It's it's so different.
You were saying just before we started that your podcast experience is in a lot of a smaller space.
Yeah.
Slightly more cramped.
Yeah. I did once a podcast with Samir Ref. It's called Lesson Known Somebody's. And that was pretty much in like a little backstage, cramped up, small space. Me and him, dark room, just me and him and a light. I was under interrogation, actually, if I come to think about it.
Yeah.
So that was that. So this is cool.
Open air podcasting.
Yeah, it's called that, right? Open air podcast. Okay.
Well, nice. It's called that now.
I just coined the phrase.
I say write it down. That's a nice one. Open air podcasting.
I would write it down.
Have you had any of the food here at Grahamstown yet? Have you experienced?
Ooh, I ate something very delicious last night at the long table. It was is it called a butternut soup?
that is a very foreign kind of sounding.
But you know, do you know when you want something and you don't know why, but you're very specific about what you want?
Yeah,
like you wake up and you're like, you know what I want? I want butternut soup. And then I ask myself, how did you get to this? And I'm like, yeah.
Sound like you're a pregnant lady.
Exactly.
Very specific.
That's
needs.
What I felt like. That's okay. What I felt like. I was like, I want butternut soup.
And it was good.
Ah, delicious.
What made this butternut soup so good? They have bacon in it?
I think it's the craving thing, the pregnant lady thing. Right. I was like, I could have anything else, but I don't want anything else. Right. I want someone to give me I'll settle for pumpkin soup, but I was like, it has to
so,
be
so any kind of gourd will do. We've been burnt at the long table. Not literally, not by like a hot soup, but people told us, can we slander another venue? I mean, we're not podcasting from the long table.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I just don't enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
The promise of it is greater than the sum of its parts.
The promise is greater than the sum of its parts. It's like a little Hogwarts room.
It does have very long tables, so that part is true.
Yeah, they live up to the length of the tables.
But it's too popular for its own good. There aren't enough long tables.
It's crazy popular.
Yeah. There are not enough seats. I'm left-handed and I need a lot of elbow room when I eat. And you are literally cramped in like a little
And as a kid, are you pumping someone while he's trying to eat his soup?
Well, that's one way of looking at it. He's bumping me as
he's
well.
He's bumping you while you're trying to eat your
soup. Is it not worth, in that kind of situation, designating an area of the table just for left-handed people? Because if you get them all together,
totally.
Then like it's not going to be a problem.
It'll be like, okay, everybody cut on three and you all move. Almost like a big
But that's also weird.
Cellists.
Now it's going to be us versus they. Now there's the right-handed team. Like, we don't like the left-handed team.
For me. us lefties.
Us lefties. Those right-handed people.
Are you a lefty?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I wish I was MB. What's the word? Ambidextrous.
Dexterous.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's when you kill people who are both left-handed and right-handed.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could have... I don't know how that thing works, but if I could have that, I think it'd be cool.
I'm kind of ambidextrous. Yeah. I write with my left hand, so I think that's... If you write with the hand you write with, that's the hand you are.
Yeah.
But a lot of other stuff I do right-handed. Like, yeah.
But you do know, you meant to write with your right hand. That's why it sounds the same. That's how it works.
Yeah, I've been writing with the wrong hand.
Right with your right hand. Left with your left hand. I get it. You left with your left hand.
I've had two meals at Grahamstown. Well, I've eaten more than two meals, but I've had two meals that sort of fall on the opposite spectrum.
Yeah.
So I've had like, my really good thing that I ate was a nice little lamb stew from the Village Green.
Yep.
Delicious. I can highly recommend that.
Yep.
The really bad thing I ate though was a couple of doors down, there's a Pick and Pay here. And I thought I would venture into just the pre-made mac and cheese because I was feeling like I was on a budget. You know how Grahamstown is.
Yeah.
And the mac and cheese felt like it had been prepared in the same dish that they just left fish lying in for ages.
The thing is,
the moment you started that story, I was like, "Oh, this does not end well."
You say you were eating on a budget, but if I recall, we'd already had KFC that night.
I mean,
you were like, "I'm still feeling
biggish." Budget.
I was biggish.
I would say if you're gonna eat something at Fest, probably buy it from like a stall, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
A stall.
Yeah. Yeah, like a stall. Like this way, when you said you had a nice stew at the Village Green, I was like, yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's nice. That's like cold food.
What I found...
That mac and cheese, ooh, we should have never done that.
We've been coming here for 6 years. How many years into the fest is this for you?
My third year.
Third year.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get back to that. We've been coming here for 6 years and stalls come and go, food stalls on the Village Green. But one guy is always there. The Biltong King.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Biltong King.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got so much Biltong. Bacon. He's got bacon Biltong.
Yeah.
I mean, no wonder he's the king.
intense. Not too far from here, there's a town called Somerset East, right?
Okay.
Also in the Eastern Cape. And they've got something called a Biltong Festival.
Festival of Biltong.
Festival for Biltong.
Is this where the Biltong King reigns?
That's probably ground. Yeah, that's probably
his kingdom.
Yeah, that's where he's like amongst his peers. You know, that's where he judges himself every year to be like, I'm sure at some point he was like, oh, there's kudu Biltong, there's lamb Biltong. Yeah. He's like, what can I add? And he was like, aha, bacon Biltong.
I haven't ever had the bacon Biltong. I dare not venture. Because once you've gone bacon Biltong, there's nowhere left to go.
Oh, yep.
No,
I like to know that there's always something.
Yeah.
There's always better. Seagull Biltong.
Seagull.
You run out of ideas.
That's a Cape Town
tortoise Biltong.
I think we saw some tortoise Biltong on the way up.
Tortoise
on the end too.
Some roadkill tortoise Biltong.
Yeah, you might have made the tortoise Biltong.
My bad.
Now, Prince, so you say this is your third year at Grahamstown?
Third year. So I've been here 2 years before with ensemble shows. This is the first year doing a stand-up comedy show called Unnecessary, my one-man show.
When you're backstage in the one-man show, do you kind of miss the other two people?
No, because Scout Hall's backstage is so small, I don't need any other people. Like, it's me by myself. Even my conscience takes up space. I'm like, dude, stop speaking. There's not enough room for both of us. Yeah.
It is oddly small. And what I really love about the ensemble shows is that if you know how small the backstage is you get to sit in the audience and just have a good laugh at the fact that there are three people crammed into the smallest space imaginable.
And you know that the audience doesn't know.
Yeah.
The audience thinks you're backstage sitting with mirrors and there's lights there and you're all drinking out of like a, there's like a, what did you call it? A beer case there and you didn't know.
Sometimes you wait until like halfway through the show to bring on another guest.
Yeah.
And they've just been sitting there.
By themselves.
Just flipping through Twitter.
Lonely.
Feeling depressed, hearing their friends do the same jokes for the seventh show in the run.
Sitting in a corner there.
We did Scout Hall 1 year and it's the two of us and two guitars trying to squeeze in there.
Yeah. So yeah, to answer the question, nah, I don't feel lonely at all.
You're right.
Cool.
But for your third year at Grahamstown, and I think it's your fifth year in comedy,
it
seems like you've accomplished an awful lot in just the space of 5 years.
I try to work, guys, you know? I try to work. So I'm from the Eastern Cape. In fact, I studied at Rhodes University. So studied at Rhodes, did a BCom Law and Management degree, graduated, but I joined a group called NatCaf while I was at Rhodes. So NatCaf. Doing improv comedy.
Okay, so is that the kind of here, that's the improv group that stumps around.
Yeah, so well, it started in the year that I started.
Okay, right,
so you started it basically.
Yeah, well, I was involved.
Let's just say you started. Okay, let's add it to your bio.
I started, Nick. Yeah, nice.
Well done.
Update that quickly.
It's very successful.
Started, Nick. I'm putting it on my CV as well now. Like, started, Nick. So, yeah, that's where I started. And then moved to Johannesburg because you got to move somewhere.
And you chose Johannesburg though.
It was going to be Joburg or Cape Town.
Yeah.
You guys tell me, like, should I have chosen Cape Town?
Well, it depends if you wanted to work or not.
Because yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like you're quite driven. Yeah. Maybe Joburg was the right choice.
The problem with being a comedian in Cape Town is that all the good shows happen in Joburg.
All the corporate events you have to jump
on a plane to go to.
You get to travel a bunch.
Yeah. Mm. Not that we're going to lots of corporate events.
No, but we hear from comedian friends. Like,
word on the street is you can
that this is happening.
But so so there's a thing. So moved to Johannesburg and then worked. So yeah.
We read on your flyer, so you're obviously not ashamed to say it, that you're a Comics Choice Award winner.
Yeah.
Which award was that?
That was the Breakthrough Act of 2016.
That's very interesting, because on your flyer, you've almost got those as two separate points.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know. It's mind games. It's mind games, guys. I was like, Savannah Comics Choice Award winner. They're like, oh, he's won an award. And I'm like, Breakthrough Act 2016.
Wow, he's won
like,
two awards.
Another one. He's got two.
Mm-mm. That's very cool.
We were chatting about it earlier. We won't name and shame.
Yeah.
But I do, the way this award show works, at least it worked when we were involved in it, is that you get to nominate yourself, I think, if you can pay, and then people vote.
So you register yourself as a registered comedian, which then makes you
nominated.
Available. Yeah, it makes you nominated.
Yeah.
And then, no, I'm lying. So this is how it works. This is how it works. You register yourself, right?
You're lying. That's Stuart Taylor's bit.
I'm not saying, are you there? So I was at a show last night and I'm performing, and I started off a joke. So I just started off a joke. Like, you know what I hate? I hate lies. And then the guy in the front row was like, that's a Stuart Taylor bit. And I was like, you haven't even heard the bit.
That was crazy. Very odd. And
he was so quick. And
he really
was convicted.
Jumped on your throat straight away.
Do you know what he said to me? He says, you better than that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm better than Stuart? Or I'm better than the bit? Or what is that guy?
He was really like on the trigger on that one.
So confusing.
It was very odd. I was quite afraid to fly him in the case he actually came to our show
and we play music.
Yeah. We strum a G chord and he's like, I've heard Deep
That's
Fried Man.
Bobby Van Arsveld. You know, yeah. Something like, and you're like,
it's a Bon Jovi song.
That's Bon Jovi.
It's not, I promise.
On the first drum, like, that's Beethoven.
Like, hey. Beethoven, the original musical comedian.
Yeah, that was hectic.
Sorry, go back to your nominations.
Yeah, talking about
Comics Choice. So what happens is you register yourself, then you're in, then people vote, and then they choose. Obviously, by then they already know who won, but they're not going to tell you who won. You must wait till the awards, but they'll tell you these are the five people who've been nominated now.
Okay, so there is a voting process before you get to nomination.
But you already know who won.
Yeah.
But they say these are the nominees. So then the nominees are, and then and then they say, and the winner is, and then
okay.
In fact, I'm rooting for you guys to aim for this award.
Okay.
So it's called the Breakthrough Award, and how it works is it's just for people who've broken through into a new sphere.
That's tough for us. We've been going for like 12 years.
No, but like podcast wise, especially.
I know this is surprising for you.
Yeah.
We've been around for ages.
Yeah. But now understand, it's not the intermediate. Remember, so there's a newcomer award, so you're new. There's obviously your comic of the year, meaning you've been there forever.
Yeah.
And then there's the intermediate award, meaning you're in between. Yeah. And then there's breakthrough to be like, you've done something new that no one else has done. And I don't think anyone has had a successful podcast. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So the moment your podcast, and look, you guys have Prince on the podcast today, so you're making progress. You're making progress. But I'm just saying, I'd root for you guys for the breakthrough, meaning you've entered a sphere. Yeah.
And can you vote for yourself? Because we've got two members, so that's already
that
doubling,
so
three
votes.
Doubling our chances. Words.
That is so weird. How would you guys, you guys only get one vote between the two of you.
We'd have to share the award.
You'd have to half.
Keep it on weekends kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't think
does any of it. None of us have a fireplace to even put the award.
No. Yeah.
We have to. If the award would come with a fireplace, that would be the perfect.
Just a tiny little mantelpiece for one award.
Awards is going like the cabinet at your house, to be fair. Mine's at my mother's house, even. It's not even in my place. I just took it to my mother's house. I was like, here you guys go. So don't say, why you keep doing comedy? Look at that. This is a reminder. I put it there as a reminder.
A shiny reminder.
Just in case you're like, why are you doing just right over there? Because obviously I've got a BCom law and management degree. It makes sense that the question comes up from time to time. Yeah. They're like, why are you still doing comedy? I'm like, there's the thing right there.
Because I'm brilliant at it.
No questions asked. No answers given.
Yeah, we were involved in the very first year of Comics Choice, but not in a kind of we could win anything way. More like they had us write a song to sing at the...
like the sketches, right?
Yeah. So we were in one of those, which went really well. We enjoyed it. And we changed the words a bit and made it into a song that we used from then on. So we gained something from it.
Yeah.
But
I wish you guys would come more. I wish you guys would come more. You've never been... It's been a while since you've been to a Comics Choice. No, I wish you guys would come more. Because I know you guys, but I know you from Fist.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. We do our best.
And I'm like, come through. Yeah, you guys are brilliant.
This is the best we ever will be.
Yes, no, come through. Have you guys tried for the ovation thingy?
Well, we try in that we kind of...
We put on a show.
We put on a show.
Yeah. And you're like, and they're like, no.
We do little bows halfway through.
It takes... I'm sure you probably experience this as well, most comics will, but it takes a while for our show to sort of settle into the best version of our show.
Yeah.
So we kind of feel that like maybe midway through the second year, our show is good.
Yeah.
And then by the third year, it's pretty decent.
But by then, the Ovation Award guys are like, we saw it.
So what we need to do
last year, it was messy.
Put on our show in secret in the first year, almost to no one. Like no one comes. Yeah. No one knows about it. Yeah. Then by that way, when
I'll
they see
what,
the show
Simon,
for the first time.
Or just
most
change the name suddenly.
That, but just not at the fest. They do it leading up to the fest to make their show the best.
Yeah. Or have the show a name, do it for 2 years, then in the third year, change the name. Same show, different name. You're like, it's
same
a different show.
Different name. That's Thomas Crusher.
Different name.
So I'm looking at your flyer here.
Yep.
Your show, Prince Presents Unnecessary. One man stand-up comedy show.
Yep.
You were talking earlier about how you misspelled unnecessary in a kind of joke about this. Yeah. Things are unnecessary. You've broken up your Comics Choice and what the actual award was. It's all unnecessary. Do you think putting produced by Siv Ngesi is unnecessary? Because he's taking up valuable flyer space there. And really, what did he do?
No, okay, let me be honest. I have to be fully grateful to Siv. So what happened was I wanted to do my one-man show, especially in my hometown. I'm from East London.
Yeah.
Right? So I wanted to do it at the Guild Theatre. It's a big-ass theatre. But I mean, I didn't have the money to do this thing.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't have the money to do this thing, to make flyers, posters, put up, do this, that, the other. And I was like, I was honestly just looking for someone to say, look, we believe in your show.
Yeah.
And some money, make it happen. So I could never be ungrateful to Serve. You know what
Fair
I'm saying? Because he made it happen. And here's the thing. He didn't even know me.
Yeah.
How weird is that? Serve didn't even know me. Someone just said, this guy's funny. You should trust
but
him.
But he'd heard the name Prince. Like, he was like, this guy's going to be a star.
He was like, the comedian. So I wrote there, the comedian formally and informally known as Prince. It's on there. I'm trying to be as creative as possible with this one. I'm trying.
And
that's a great show. We saw it yesterday.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. Yeah. I enjoyed it. We must probably ask you also if people have seen the flyer.
Mm.
You have white face on the flyer.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone finds white face offensive. That's the nice thing about it. You quite comfortably do white face.
Yeah,
it's like it's fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even call this white face. I'm gonna call it clown face.
Okay, or Joker face.
It
is quite Joker face. Quite Heath Ledger-esque.
Yeah. So I'm gonna call it that. But the idea behind this thing was, I don't know if you guys will post it up so people can see it while they're listening to the podcast. But the idea was just to reflect the idea of unnecessary, right?
Yeah.
So I'm also trying to say is I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm not a clown. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're
people get confused.
Clown,
yeah.
But you painted your face like a clown.
And then I did a sign to say
it's unnecessary.
That is unnecessary. It's very hard for me to. I'm actually happy you guys are asking these questions.
Yeah.
Because I've got the concept of the show in my mind. I've got the structure of the show in my mind. I've got this in my mind. But it's very hard to explain to someone when they're like, "Oh, it's a clown show." Then I'm like, "How do I?"
Yeah.
Say it's not a clown show when it pretty much looks like a clown show.
What's well, a good thing
explain.
That you're not juggling in the picture or like coming out of a small clown
I think
car.
Some people come to the show expecting a little bit of juggling fireworks.
Yeah, especially because the venue is so close to that big carnival next door.
And that as well.
That's
and
a,
school
that's
kids come through and like, let's go see that clown. And they get there. I was like, Now they're in the audience going, this is unnecessary. And like, exactly my point.
Yeah, so you don't want to waste valuable stage time trying to explain it all. So you can just tell them in the first couple minutes, listen, the Brother Streep did a podcast at about 20 minutes in. This whole thing.
You guys have
now
no
let's
idea.
Just get on with it.
I'm going to do that.
Also, people, how can people go look at this fly if they are interested? Because we probably won't post it up, but you must have posted it.
Yeah, it's on.
Where?
So go to my social media at prince_VR. Prince is P-R-I-N-S. It's one of those.
Prince.
_VR. Go there on Insta, Twitter. Don't worry with Twitter. I'm not good at Twitter. Facebook, if you want to be my friend. But other than that, Instagram is a nice thing. I love Insta. I love it.
Who are your favorite people to follow on Instagram?
Who am I following at the moment? In terms of...
What are you looking from in an Instagram post? Do you want to see like someone's meal? Do you want to see who they've been hanging out with?
No. I follow a lot of comedians.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I just check what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And there's like Kanye and Bao in there because she shows her ass from time to time. And there's like, you know those things. It's like just a little bit of ass in between the comedy. I'm like, okay, that's nice. And
then,
hey, you know what I'm saying? And then, who else? Who else is on my Insta? Yeah.
Do you have kind of international comedians that you enjoy and follow? And
No, I try to keep it local.
Or is it all local?
Yeah, I try to keep it local. Yeah. I try to make things like relative to myself, man. You know what I'm saying? Something that I would be totally interested in. It would affect me. I do follow the Laugh Factory.
Okay.
Because they've got like some nice posts from time to time.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I keep it local. You know, I've got the Loiso Collars on there. I've got the Loiso Matinga, the Tets and Cons.
Brother Streep.
Yeah. I'm going to have Brother Streep on there.
A recent follow of yours.
Recent follow.
But you have been international, haven't you?
Yeah, so my poster even says, hey, this flyer is it's got details, guys. It's so informative. It says, as seen on Comedy Central, that's cool. And then I was like 3 times international appearances. So I've performed in Switzerland, then I performed in South Korea, and then I performed in Swaziland. 3 totally different places.
Let's start with Switzerland. So that was for a competition, I think.
Yes,
that
you guys remember that thing? It's called Joke Nation.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So it was like these guys who with Takunda. I don't know if you guys know Takunda. So the whole idea of Joke Nation is to create a body of international comedians.
Mm.
So we kind of get like visit each other, right? So we all meet each other. Maybe you from Spain, you from Australia, you from... So the idea is like I can come to your country, you can come to... And we all do shows everywhere. So that's Joke Nation. So they did a competition where they try to find like a South African comedian, and a competition in America where they had an American comedian, a competition in Russia where they had a Russian comedian, and then brought us all together. So I won that competition, fortunately.
Whoa.
And then I went to Switzerland.
So you... South Africa's best comedian then, officially, surely.
I have no
idea.
On
the international market, you represented the whole of South Africa.
But also the year before, I don't know if they're doing the Joke Nation thing still or this year, I don't know. But the year before, the guy who won it was Tats and Konzo.
Okay.
And runner-up, who also went to Switzerland, was then Loiso Matinga. So okay. South Africans have been...
That's awesome.
So we're
rocking out that competition.
Yeah.
And then when you are in Switzerland, do you do your kind of one-man show or do you do like a 20-minute slot?
Can I tell you guys the craziest thing? Here's the craziest thing. Like these guys flew me from South Africa. Now you must understand, you must fly to Zurich, I think it is.
Yeah.
Then from Zurich, you must fly to like a... What's the other one? What's the other place? Geneva, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. They fly you into Geneva. Then from Geneva, they have to shuttle you to Busan. Not to Busan, to Montreux. Right?
You're mixing up your international festivals.
That's how much I've been traveling.
Train to Busan.
And then from there, they'll shuttle you back, put you on another plane, fly you back there, fly you all the way back there, and give me great accommodation, Wi-Fi all over the place. Nice things for a 5-minute set. Guys, for five minute set.
It's amazing.
There's no, I mean, that must be a pressure-filled 5 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to stuff up.
I felt under a lot of pressure. Like this has to be my best 5 minutes I've ever done in my life. For 5 minutes, guys, no jokes. I didn't perform.
Oh, no jokes
five
for 5 minutes. That's the opposite of what you should have done.
I just died for 5 minutes. No jokes, guys. 5 minutes.
Done. And was it enjoyable?
Yeah, it was cool. It's pretty cool. That's pretty sweet. Cool.
So I guess
cool.
You don't you kind of keep your South African isms if you're going there to represent South Africa in a world.
Yeah, I did the whole joke about unnecessary heavyweights, lifted it unnecessarily high into the air.
Oh, yeah.
Looked at himself in the mirror unnecessary, and I was like, this is unnecessary. And I walk away and they all laugh and I'm like, yay. So I did that joke.
Sweet.
They understand us. So I didn't need to compromise my material too much. They kind of got the gist of it. And most of my jokes was about me being skinny. That's relatable. That's relatable. Yeah. And me not going to the gym. That's relatable.
Yeah.
And one joke about a funeral. That's very relatable.
As one, where you go. One person who luckily in later years I filled out a little bit more, but for majority of my life I've been that tall skinny person.
Yeah.
People,
what do they call it? Lanky.
Yeah. People don't understand what it's like to go through life as a skinny person, especially when you're clothes shopping. Have you had this as well? You just can't, like, the waist never works on the pants.
Yeah, I just get like a tight ass belt.
See, I don't like belts.
Pants like all bunch up.
Yeah, probably even now, if you're to see me, my pants is probably a little bit weird. But yeah, I'm super skinny, and I've always been skinny.
My jacket looks huge on you. Yeah. It's like,
and the jacket makes me look huge. That's what I like.
Big jacket.
So yeah, skinny did that. Have you ever noticed? As you said, it's hard for skinny guys, right? Because I find like, I mean, geez, I don't want to speak on fat people's behalf. But I find like if you're fat, it's easier for you to lose weight. You know, you can jog, you can jump, you can eat less. But it's very hard for a skinny guy to gain weight. Because you can eat more. Doesn't mean you're going to gain weight.
It's not. You're not going to necessarily gain the right weight either.
I think it's a bit tougher.
I think you're meant to eat lots of eggs or something. Isn't that how, if you're skinny, you're meant to eat lots of eggs?
I have not. Different people will tell you different things. Like black people are going to say you must eat a lot of pop.
Right.
That's what Simon they're gonna say.
Simon eats a fair amount of pup.
Maybe it coincided
with the time that you started filling out.
Yeah.
Okay, pup is officially what you need, everyone.
You just gained like length.
Yeah.
You gained like a ton of length.
Yeah. This is a morning show. Okay, we're gonna move into a round here. We play games as well.
Let's do it.
And this round is called Twitter Sweet Symphony. Because it's got to do with Twitter and I wanted a fun name.
Here we go, let's go. Let's hit them.
It's very quick. It's a fun little game. I'm going to read out a couple of tweets to you.
Cool.
And then they all kind of coincide with the same hashtag.
Okay.
So as I go through, you should hopefully be able to find the connection and then tell me what that hashtag
Jeepers.
Is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is quite tough.
And
your degree is going to come in handy.
Lord. Okay.
And if you don't get it,
I get
that
like
doesn't matter because I'm going to tell you what it is anyway.
Oh.
Because that's the punchline of this whole game.
All right.
Okay, here we go. The first one. Lie. Onetiop.
Shit.
Lie.
Yeah.
Onetiop.
Lie, as in lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Owner. Do you say owner?
One word, lie. Next word, onetiop. I'm reading it differently every time. That helps.
Jeepers. Okay, now I've got nothing there
for
you.
No one was going to get it off the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on like note for note and I'm asking for an extra note. I have an extra note?
You can have another note, yeah. Here we go. Twitter note. OG3.
Yeah.
E843D589J.
That sounds like a code for airtime something like that.
It sounds like a suggested password with like very strong.
Yes,
oh, it's like very strong.
Weak. Okay, fair enough. I'm going all in.
And very
too strong.
Question. There's a question mark in there.
What would your safety question be for that?
Yeah. Like, what is your grandmother's name? But it's not your grandmother's name. You put that answer in there and nobody's stealing your account.
I'd hope that if you did put in a password like that, it'll at least give you a prompt of like, are you sure you're going to remember this?
That's
a helpful sort of security question.
Okay, I'll give you one more. I promise this is going somewhere.
Okay.
Ons. Derwigs Orion.
Ons.
So I must guess the hashtag.
Okay, so I'm going to read out the three and then we'll guess the hashtag.
Right.
Okay.
Lie, onetiop, OG3, E843D5J9J.
Yeah.
Or Ons Derwig Zurion.
Jeepers. Like my best bet is hashtag men are trash. I was going to go for that one. Like,
yeah, well, that's also a popular one. Yeah. The hashtag is type One Direction with your nose.
Oh, wow. How was I going to ever...
We weren't ever really going to get it. But it is quite fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine little kids trying to type One Direction with their noses? And that's what they came up with.
I wonder how many people were typing it with their hands, though.
Well, this is the this is the fun thing, because there is another one that goes One Direction, spelled correctly, and then that was ridiculously E-hard. So they misspelled hard, almost implying that they typed out that whole thing. Anyway, that was Twitter Sweet Symphony.
Oh, that was fun.
Thanks.
I had fun. I had no chance of winning.
No.
I had like zero chance.
I set you up to fail in that one, but we had fun along the way.
I failed honorably.
Prince, what is your bathroom situation at the place you're staying at for this festival?
Cool. I've got an ensuite bathroom. It's got a shower. It's got some mirrors. It's got some towels available. It's got soap.
It sounds like a bathroom.
Yeah, it's pretty bathroomy, showery,
that's good.
Toilety.
Because I found that there's a correlation. I'm just trying to test my theory with some of our guests between how nice your accommodation is and how good your water pressure in your shower is. And it seems like they don't often always
They're
relate.
Indirectly proportional.
You either have the best sort of bed, most comfortable pillows in the world, like space in your kitchen.
And your shower situation's messed up.
Yeah, like three drips.
Damn.
When the hot tap's on.
I won't lie to you. There's no way I'll be able to make it through this festival as a cheerful person.
Yeah.
If my shower situation was messed up.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? If I were to jump in the shower and there was no hot water, only cold water, or if I were to jump in the shower and there was no water at all.
Well, that's not really a shower anymore. That's just that's just an extra room.
No, it's just like here.
That's just jumping up and down in a tiled room.
That's all it's going to be, and it's not pleasant.
Okay. So I take it you do have a good shower then, because you are very
cheerful.
Yeah,
I don't want to jinx it because we're only on day four of the festival and it's 11 days of Amazing. Yeah. So I have to...
Amazing, that juice.
Yeah. <it's>
The fruit juice.
And very 11 nice. Days of it. So I don't want to jinx it, but I think I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Our shower pressure isn't great, but other than that, it's fine. I got concerned actually at this bathroom here at Revelations, because I went to Revelations before.
Yeah.
And kind of like snuck in. I almost made like sure that the bathroom was properly closed,
because
you want to do that when you're going to the bathroom.
Secure yourself.
Went to do what I had to do, finished what I was doing, blew my nose for a bit because I had a cold.
Yeah.
But as I was blowing my nose, someone just walked into the bathroom.
And like, you're like,
clearly,
oh, hell
I had not
no.
locked it as I had thought. And all was going through my mind is if that had happened 3 minutes ago, awkward social situation.
Yeah. Disaster.
So you got to be careful, guys. Yeah. Lock your
What we have in our accommodation is the kind of sliding door bathroom, and it's all very open plan.
Okay.
So from the beds to the kitchen to the bathroom, it's all one big room.
Okay.
Sliding door, but door just not quite big enough to fill the cracks on both sides of the opening of the door.
Oh, wow.
So you pull it across.
So one way or the other, you're going to have to compromise.
Is Simon going to be in the bedroom or the kitchen while I'm sitting here? Because you have to decide. You have to make that call. Sometimes you have to kind of reach across and slide it halfway through if you hear footsteps.
Well, Simon, stand in the middle so that neither nor.
I've just had an update from a audience member. They've tried to hashtag type One Direction with their nose, and it did not come out well. I can't remember offhand what it said, but it was like Jer Bezek.
I've got it here. It's Hey Jedu Tukatiyun. It's like
so. This is something people have been trying to do the world over.
Yeah,
and no one's gotten it right. I'm assuming, unless you've got like a really sharp nose.
I think
or really big keyboard.
Really
like
big,
comedically oversized keyboard.
I think she's used autocorrect. She got Hey, so that's quite good.
That is pretty decent. It's almost Hey Jude, actually. It's just Hey Jude, which is, you know, a little bit
type Beatles with your nose.
Yeah, type Tupac with your nose. I think you can get that one.
Yeah, one
you can
day.
Get Tupac with your nose.
Yeah, it could be done.
Yeah.
So we like to ask kind of big questions, try to solve some of life's bigger problems, or just kind of
this isn't just a comedy,
some philosophy.
Yeah. We want to get into the meaty things.
Let me be Aristotle.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me be Socrates for a moment.
So, Dil, I want to hand over to you with your interesting questions.
Okay, well, the big question today is why don't cars have more gears for reverse?
I must just answer, eh? Why don't cars have more gears for reverse? I like how How powerful do you want your reverse to be?
I enjoy reverse. I think I'm quite good at reverse.
Yeah.
And I use it possibly more often than one
used
is
to have. I used to have a friend who used to drive up one-way streets.
Okay, in reverse.
In reverse.
That's quite clever.
So no one could say, hey, it's a one-way. He's like, I know.
Oh, that's really clever because I live in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And I constantly risk it.
Yeah. And he proper reverses like he's driving.
Oh, that's so clever.
He doesn't do like the awkward head all over the place. You know when you're reversing, your head's all over the place. Nah, he's cool. He just checks the mirror and he chills there. And I'm reverses like a whole 300 meters.
I'm all about arm over the passenger, look back.
Yeah.
I don't use my mirrors. I can't use my mirrors. How am I expected to figure out what's forwards and what's backwards?
Yeah.
I just use my eyes as they're given to me.
Yeah. So for that friend, I would say you could do with some extra gears.
With because where we're living at the moment in Grahamstown, there's quite a big hill kind of from the gate you come through and then you go down a hill and then you get to the accommodation.
Yeah.
And it's like quite a small parking lot and there's about five different cars there, so it's hard to maneuver around and come out forward.
Yeah,
I like to reverse back up. And going up that hill,
I can
it sounds
see
like you need another gear.
I
you know
can
what I mean?
See. You're going like I can see. That is a nice one, guys.
And also, Fast and the Furious films, I've seen moments where they kind of turn around and then they're reversing at the same speed as the car is going forward.
Yeah.
It's chasing them. No, that's not
like
possible
that
with one reverse gear.
Yeah,
come on.
Cool. Well, cool. I like that. That
I'm
is
not,
cool.
I'm not opposed to your hypothesis at all. I just feel like if you're going to have a reverse gear that has, you know, more options, you should at least go on some sort of driver's test to see if you can handle the second or third reverse gear.
Because now it's advanced driving.
Yeah.
If you're reversing in like the fourth gear,
you're flying down the road.
You pretty much jeepers. That's a different speed fine even.
Yeah.
It doesn't count as the normal going forward speed fine.
I think it needs to be higher.
You'd have a separate reverse speed fine.
They'd never be able to tell it was me in the photo because I'm looking backwards.
This is all they're seeing.
I turned my face.
How crazy is that? So you'd have a speed fine like, so on the road it would say speed limit here, 100, but for people reversing, 60 or some shit like that. So 100 if you're going forward, 60 if you're reversing.
That's perfect.
It's gonna be crazy. You guys have opened Pandora's box.
That's a big question.
I'm glad to know. Well, we're reaching near the end of this podcast.
Let me do an InstaVid with you guys.
We're gonna have,
but just continue
InstaVid
chatting.
Yeah, you really are chatting into your Instagram. That's,
no,
that's
I told myself I'm doing it for Fest.
And that was
it was
Prince,
a conscientious decision.
Prince underscore VR, Prince with an S.
Yep. That's cool. Even for the people in the background there, if you want to be in my story, just go woo, and then you're in. So there we go. Breakfast podcast with the brother Strip in the building.
Hello, it's
over
Strip
there. It's called, what's it called? Open air podcasting at Revelations. There we go.
Yeah.
There's some people over there. They're going to act like they don't know, but I saw them peep at us a few times. And yeah, that's that.
Yeah, now, so we've got some quick fires to ask.
Now, normally, we on some of the occasions of the show, we've had two guests, and so we would have two sets of questions and ask the guest one set and the other guest the other set.
But
and
now I'm going to kill all of them.
No, it's normally a competition. So I feel like I'm going to play against Prince.
Okay.
And I want to have a chance at answering these questions so we can see who wins.
Okay. But now you know the questions.
I don't know the questions.
Okay. So I'm asking Prince one question, you the next question.
No, well, you can ask me the same question.
Okay, same question.
Is it fastest got answer
it
first?
It is quick fire, so there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, let's and go. If you beat me, because there are going to be scores involved. Yeah. If you get more points than me, you've won the podcast, which is pretty good.
And you do
so
get
I get to take the podcast home with me?
Yeah, you get to take it home with me. Right
guys,
now.
Don't worry, I'll invite you onto my podcast.
You get a sugar packet of your choice. You get white or brown.
I'm going for the brown sugar for obvious reasons.
Because it's more healthy.
It's more healthy. That's
okay,
obvious.
Let's start.
Okay,
quick fire question, round one. What Pokemon do you choose?
Pikachu.
War Turtle.
Can't choose War Turtle. He starts as a Squirtle. You have to grow him up into a War Turtle.
All right.
So that's one point, Prince.
1 point for Prince. Okay, if you could fly by thinking happy thoughts a la Peter Pan, what would you think about first?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Mm. I believe I can fly.
I don't know if R. Kelly is a happy thought. I don't know if I can give you that, Simon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not to spoil the podcast, but R. Kelly peed on someone. That is not
that
cool.
That does spoil the podcast. We can't put this out now. Simon, what's your happy thought for flying?
I would just think about Dumbo, the film, because I owned it on cassette. I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
he ended up flying in the film.
No, but when they killed his mother.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about Bambi. That. I'm going to think about that section of the film. I'm going to think about when he soared up into the air. Okay,
I should have said Dragon Ball Z.
I wouldn't have given you that either. Okay, so besides the fact that only fools rush in, what else do wise men say?
Wise men say there's a star. If we follow it, we'll find a baby in a manger.
Ooh, perfect answer.
And I can't help falling in love with you.
They do say that, but it's an extrapolation, so it's not going to work. Okay, this one is a definite answer, yes or no. I mean, there is a definite yes or no to this. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
Crunchy.
Simon gets it. It's crunchy.
Sorry, Chris. Damn.
You don't know why, but it is.
I'm just like, crunchy hurts my gum sometimes if I bite it wrong.
You might be buying the wrong crunchy peanut butter if it's hurting you.
Mine's too crunchy.
The jar is broken.
Yeah.
It tastes like glass.
I bought this at Boxer Store. That's where I got this crunchy.
All right. What would you have as your last meal, heaven forbid?
Before bed?
No, heaven forbid it came down to having a last meal.
Last meal.
Because you're in prison.
I'm going to go for a very well-made omelette.
Okay. Ooh, all right, Simon.
So you're hoping to die in the morning then?
Yeah, and I'm going to leave at breakfast. I'm not going to spend the whole day just for me to not finish it. Jeez. It's either breakfast or nothing.
I think I'm going to go for bacon and avo on a pizza.
Avo.
It's close, Simon, but it's wrong. It was a breakfast-based answer. Okay, Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid or Prince Charming from Sleeping Beauty?
I'm a Pisces, so I'm gonna go for the Little Mermaid.
Okay, Simon.
I'm also gonna go for Little Mermaid because Ariel was better looking.
Ooh, yeah, she was pretty sexy.
Yeah, Simon used to have a huge crush on Ariel. Just putting that out there, quick.
I used to like the
Prince because it was the same answer.
Sylvester.
Sebastian.
Yeah,
very, very attractive crab.
Yeah, very funny ass crab. It's a comedian crab, that.
I don't know if you can say you liked the crab straight after you were saying you liked Ariel because of the looks.
I'm like
sound
a crab, though.
That Prince guy is quite a crustacean.
Speaking of clowns and not being a clown, if you could learn a circus skill, what would it be?
Shoo! Circus skill. Let me go for the animal whisperer guy. The guy who lets the animal and the lion and the do what he wants them to do. That's crazy.
Okay. I would go for the skill of being able to fit loads of people into a tiny car.
Yeah.
Because I think you would save space on the road. We'll stop Cape Town's traffic flow with rush hour.
I agree.
And give more people lifts.
Yeah, you'd be a dope ass Uber driver. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Like, you have a ton of people.
Although
in Uber.
All those people have to be clowns. And imagine spending all that time with clowns. Oh man. Competing clowns. Okay, Simon gets the point. Besides Meatloaf and Smashing Pumpkins, name another band with food in the title.
A band with food in it. Jeepers creepers, man.
It's quickfire.
Shit, but I don't know any.
Quickfire.
Pumpkin Patch. They had an LP that I had when I was young.
It's out.
No, I'm out.
You're out. Okay, well, I would have accepted Pearl Jam, Chili Peppers, Cranberries, Chuck Berry, or Eminem.
Ooh, I was like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers was probably my closest thing I was going to get to.
Well, I couldn't get into your mind, so I can't give either of you the point there.
Have our limits.
Okay. Clicks Club Card or Pick and Pay Smart Shopper?
Clicks Club Card.
Why?
Because I think Smart Shopper is the easiest one to get. Anyone can get a Smart Shopper card, but
anyone can get a Clicks card.
Clicks, I think, I don't know. I've just never qualified for cards. They don't give me a Woolworths card. They don't give me, because I'm a comedian. Yeah. So I don't have like a paycheck to show them even.
Okay, so
I want the
Clicks.
Easy one. Yeah, I'll go for the Clicks one. I know it's not a big deal, but in this situation, it beats a Smart Shopper card.
Simon?
I'm going for Smart Shopper because I think I go into Clicks maybe once a year. And then they normally don't have what I want.
Okay. It is Clicks because they've recently started adding points for getting petrol.
Woo!
Which is exciting.
That's pretty fancy.
Know about that.
Okay, and again, in honor of having Prince on the show, can you sing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. There once was a runner, born and bred in the playground is where I spend most of my days, chilling and relaxing and meatballs and but a couple of guys, yeah, they were acting no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got mad. She's like, you're moving with your auntie and your uncle in Bel-Air.
Oh, it's so good. Boom. Simon, pick it up.
I went to a
Wild Wild West. Wiki.
From Will Smith. Okay, I'll give you the point. It wasn't fully accurate, but going up in register for the auntie was very good. And then we've got a bonus question from an audience member here. Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
Would I rather have feet for hands, hands for feet, feet for hands, hands for feet, feet for hands, hands for feet. Hands for feet.
Okay, and Simon?
Yeah, hands for feet.
That is the correct answer. And you have won. You have won in what is close to being a close draw.
Not a
landslide.
Champion at breakfast,
but
I told
you
guys.
The podcast.
Thank
today.
You.
So
thank
you.
You
get a little
I got
sugar
a brown
sachet.
Sugar lane gem. I'll post it on Instagram. Y'all know me.
And anyone listening live or is listening to the podcast and planning to come through to the festival, you can catch Prince today at 6 p.m. with Unnecessary at the Scout Hall. Monday at 8 p.m. Wednesday 6:30. Thursday at 10 a.m. And you're also in Apologies in Advance.
Apologies
every
in
night.
Advance will be happening every single night at 10 o'clock.
But that's like an improv night. Show with you. And
Mojack and Skulk Bezadenote.
Cool. And like random guests.
And guests, and we interview them. Probably you guys as well.
We'll see.
You guys will be guests.
We'll see how it goes. So we're usually in bed by then.
We'll have some fun.
And how can people find you on social media? Just one last time.
Yep. So at Prince, PRINS_VR.
All right.
And that's pretty much going to be a Twitter.
Does that stand for
Facebook.
Virtual reality or something else?
Close. So here's the thing. Just
virtual reality.
Virtual. That's the thing. So Prince is not my name.
Oh.
Prince is, it's my surname.
It's your way of life.
It's your surname.
It's my philosophy. So it's my surname and I use it as my stage name.
Okay.
But my full name, so this is my first name and my second name. We're going deep here. Will then be Virgil Rian.
Okay.
So first name Virgil, second name Rian. Very Afrikaans.
Yeah.
And then Prince, also very Afrikaans because it's not Prince with a C-E. It's Prince with a S.
Is that Rian spelled with a couple of R's?
R-I-A-A-N.
Okay. Rian. Not Rian.
No, I say it like
I like
my
it.
R's are super strong.
It's nice.
But like Rian as in Rian Kreewagen.
Ah.
And then Virgil as in, I don't know.
Virgil reality. People. Wasn't he in... Oh no, that was Fievel Goes West. Never mind.
Virgil Goes West.
Yeah, that could be anything. Got that. So Prince_VR and then boom, you'll find me there.
Great. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for
this
coming
cool.
and chatting to us.
This
we really
cool.
enjoyed
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. This was fun.
Sweet.
I enjoyed it.
So that's the show. If you want to be here tomorrow at 10 a.m., we'll be interviewing Loyisa Madinga and Skulk Bezadenhout.
Awesome.
And otherwise, we've got other guests coming up every single day of the fest, except one. Which one will it be? You'll have to look at the poster. All right. Bye.
Bye.